This is Bishop Auckland's Bishop FM.
We've got Mark in from Team Saul and Connor Fawcett. I nearly get it wrong. And we've got the wingman in as well today. He weren't here with us last time, but good afternoon, gents.
Good afternoon.
How are you both doing?
Yeah, really good, yeah.
Good, very busy, but good.
That's good. Right, so we need to get a catch-up, because it's been about a month or so since we saw you the last time.
Yeah.
So, how have you been doing with yourselves? And we'll look at some of the developments that you've been doing. Luckily, you've brought loads of things in for us, because there's been loads. I've been looking at it on Facebook, and there's absolutely loads of things you've been doing, to be perfectly honest.
This is the third time we've been on the show now. The feedback we've had has been amazing. But I don't want to get to a point where I keep saying the same things, and there might be people who have tuned in for the first time and they don't really know what we're about. So I've just put a few things down there, just to, a bit of a script for us all, just so we can get some points across, because I want people to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and who's doing it. So,
well, one of the best things to start with is, what is Team Saul and Connor Fawcett? That's probably the best place for people that haven't tuned in before.
Okay, so I can ask this a lot. It all started from, I signed up for a charity boxing match in May with Ultra White Collar Boxing. It was ran out of the Unity Gym in Gilesgate. And I did that in memory of my mum, who was told she was terminally ill at the age of 42, and she died at 43. Now, I turned 42 this year, so I wanted to do something big in her memory. I also lost my gran to breast cancer when I was 32. So I've done charity things before, but I'd never done anything like this. I'd never boxed, but I've trained. So I signed up for it, set myself a £1,000 target, which I thought was a lot of money, but I thought I could do it. Got myself a Team Saul and T-shirt done to go to the gym. And then a week after I'd signed up, a very good friend of mine, a guy called Billy Connor, sadly lost his fight with liver cancer. And 2 days after Billy died, the family got in touch and says, listen, my dad's been, it was one of his dying wishes that any money raised goes to support towards your Just Giving page. And then I think it was only about 2 days after that, another friend of mine, Margaret Fawcett, died. So the daughter, one of the daughters, Amanda, got in touch with me and said, look, me, old Lindsay and my dad, we've sat down and again, we want to give money to the charity. Yeah. So within a couple of weeks, the Just Giving page spiked up to about 2,500. And before the other two families got involved, I was thanking people on Facebook and putting Team Saul, and then it became Team Saul and Connor Fawcett. And I was thanking on behalf of the three families. And I was speaking to them families, and they were all so glad to be involved with something that would take their mind away from the horrible time they were going through. So then it just stuck, and then it just... Even when their families sort of went off and dealt with the grief, and even when I was just driving it myself, I kept using the name, and then it's just stuck. And well, we've sold hundreds of them T-shirts now. And the families, each Amanda Fawcett and Kate Connor, are going to be trustees of the charity.
Oh, wonderful.
But when we get things set up properly, they can get more involved. And everybody wants to help, but at the minute, it's all in my head. And I've got my wingman Goose here. But I'm trying to...
Afternoon, Alan.
I'm trying to get... He doesn't get a chance, bless him, does he?
No.
But I'm trying to get things in place. So once things in place, all the other families can come together. But that's where it comes from, because a lot of people don't quite get it.
So we... Because everyone sees you, but they don't know the other names. So it's nice for them to know where that comes from.
Yeah.
So what's the reactions to the charity been?
I'll let Alan say something first, and I'll jump in.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. Everyone... It's kind of the talk of the town. It's getting to be like the talk of the area at the minute, because we've tapped into a few other places now. And everyone you speak to, the support, just the ideas. We recently done a bit of a thing with the council down at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, getting votes for people for the charity shop, which we'll talk about a bit later on. And the amount of people that come down there to support us, and it was just unbelievable. So the feedback from people is second to none. You know,
so
what
the
I mean?
Word is spreading far
massively,
and wide now.
Really, really big as well. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I'm picking up good and bad reactions. I'm getting told there's a bit of negativity there.
So why do you think that negativity's come about from it?
I don't know. I think initially, just off talking to people, and somebody always, has a story to say or somebody said something, and I don't want to get into a position where I'm on Facebook or whatever it is and I'm being negative, because it's not about that. The whole point of this, everything I'm doing, is to help people and to spread positivity. And I could not do any of this without the support of not just our community now, but other local communities. Because like Alan said there, we've gone from Spennymoor, now we're out as far as Stockton, helping people. And the word is spreading and spreading. And I think initially it was me doing the boxing. It's me in the yellow car. It's people see Solon in big letters on the T-shirt, and I don't know whether people at first just thought it was all about me, and that's why I want to explain that it's not. I'm using myself as the vehicle now for this. Like, we've come so far in a short space of time, and like me and Alan as well, but like me personally, I live, eat, sleep, breathe this because it means so much to me. I've still got my full time job. Some people think that me and Alan do this charity full time and get paid. We don't. We do it full time, but we've also got full time jobs.
Yeah.
We don't get any money for this. I've got a free car out the front, a bright yellow Beetle.
So they can't miss you.
Right, they can't miss me. The team sold on the Beetle. Good friend of mine, Chris Wheatley. He's got a garage, Marmaduke Garage, CW Motors. He gave us that car.
So you've got sponsors for it already?
Yeah, so we've got a car given.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the companies who help us and support us, which I'll go through later on. I'm gonna put their logos on the car, so people know who was supporting us. Because me personally, if I know someone is supporting somebody, I will use that shop or that company. I will support. If I know a company is supporting the local charity or whatever, I'll support that.
Yeah.
I want to know that my money is going to be kept local, and I think that's why our charity, our trust, whatever you want to call it, is doing so well. And that's why I keep wanting to tell people, I don't want ever to think that I'm getting too big for your boots. And I don't want people to think that I've said this before, it's not the Mark Solon show. I couldn't do this without all the support that we've got. But I'm the one knocking on doors, facing and dealing with these people who are terminally ill.
Yeah.
It has to be me. Like, I've been there. Alan's going through it. It's horrendous. And I'm trying to protect Alan from that. Like, this is my baby, this. And I can't do it without the support of everybody. But people look at me to do the things. And I've got to protect Alan, because the wheels are going to come off. Because I'm watching people die, and it
is a hard thing to watch.
Yeah,
it is.
And I've had no counselling for this or training. Like, I've done this off my own back, and I've done this because I've watched my mum and my grand die, which is all the training I need, to be honest. So I need to protect Alan, because if the wheels come off me, Alan's got to
pick you up.
And the other people who are around me do. So if I expose everybody to that, there's a chance that all the wheels could come off at the same time, and I need to protect it. So at the minute with me, I'm all right. We have our moments. A pint of Guinness sorts me out. But it's pretty horrific, but also pretty amazing at the same time.
That's it. You've got to always try and find the positives out of
it. You do.
Although there's so much negativity there.
Yeah.
You've got to see the positive of the good work that you do. And even if you can give someone a glimmer of hope for a few minutes in their day, it does mean the world to them.
And for me, if someone sat across the room, and if they don't get what we're doing, I want to sit them down, buy them a pint, and tell them what we're doing, and ask them, like, I want them to ask me questions, because I think a lot of people, they think that we just deliver a bunch of flowers. They don't know that there's a lot of things goes on that we don't put on Facebook.
You can't put everything on there because of the nature of what you're doing at the moment.
We get up. By me personally, I get up in the morning about 6:30, 7:00, do charity stuff, go to work all day, come back and do charity stuff. And Alan does as much as I allow him to do, because I keep things from Alan, because Alan's mum's terminal ill, his auntie's terminal ill, he's got a son and a full time job. Obviously, because I can't keep a girlfriend, I haven't got a relationship or a son. This is my family.
So that was one progression that didn't work out. Sorry, Pauline, it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. It must have been played. Probably, I got no dates.
We need to do it like
maybe
do it a bit better for you. We'll have a think
right
on that.
Yeah, I've got my hands full for now. But so that's why I'm keen to for people to understand what we're doing, and like some of the things we've done is we've took people to hospital in taxis,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know, but not everybody is eligible for a taxi hospital.
the patient transport.
Yeah, they're not. Yes. Not everyone's eligible. And we're helping a young girl, an amazing young girl called Jade. She's from Stockton. She's 22. Cervical cancer, terminally ill. Like, just an incredible girl. And I'm honoured to be able to help her. I've seen her the last couple of weeks. We bought her a new bed and a mattress on Tuesday, which was just incredible. And she said that, oh, I've got to go for a scan next week. And I was having a bit of crack. And she's like, oh, yeah, so I'll get the train. I was like, what? Do you not get picked up? She went, no, because I'm able-bodied. I've got to make my own way there.
That's such a shame that it's that there isn't the degree of help there for the people that are terminally ill. Yeah. And that does need to change, but it's going to be a long time
coming. Of course it is, yeah. I mean, like, obviously the government is under a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of people do a lot of amazing things and they don't get the credit for it.
Yeah.
The money is tight, but we're in a position to help. So I give us some money to get a taxi. So just give us a receipt when you get it. So we provide that. We've bought Christmas presents for families who were affected by cancer and money is tight. We've sent gardeners round to do people's gardens. We've sent, like I said, a bunch of flowers to people who we've asked if they want support and they've refused it.
Yeah.
Because some people just want to deal with it themselves.
They want to get on with it themselves. Yeah. They're very introverted in that, because they don't want people to pity them in a way.
Oh, and they're proud.
Yeah.
And they go, you get a bit of a defence mechanism and you sort of close off and you just have the essential people and things around you. But I just want us to be there, like, on the outside. And if people need us, we'll be on the inside.
Because, unfortunately, one of the things is when you do actually have a diagnosis for cancer, it does actually end up costing you quite a lot of money. Not only the trips to and from the hospitals and the doctors anyway, but it's changing the things you eat, things that you need to manage in the home. And people don't realise there is actually a big cost involved.
Yes. It's massive, yeah.
We've bought blenders, haven't we, for people to make that a little bit easier, just that little thing.
I'll let Alan speak a bit there.
Making that a little bit easier for them. So we bought people like blenders. And they're not cheap, like you said. People can't afford to go and buy them. But like, we're in a position where we can do that. So it just gives them that little bit of easiness throughout their day-to-day life as well.
Because that's it. Because a lot of them, they find it difficult to eat. Their taste buds change. And it's being able to actually take something, because they do need to keep their nutrition up. So that's one of the ideal ways they can do it.
Because the treatment, a lot of people, obviously the cancer, people focus on the cancer.
Yeah.
But it's the treatment that causes a lot of the damage.
Problems, yeah.
Because it kills all the cells, not just the bad cells, it kills the good cells.
The good ones as well.
And people's immune systems are low, so there's a thing called a NutriBullet. It's about £100, but they're the market leaders for this, for the nutrients for people. So we bought a few of them. I'm actually going to get in touch with them and introduce myself and see if they can do something. So we've done things like that. Today, I've just picked up a brochure. There's a girl that we're dealing with, Tracy from Bishop Auckland. She's 42. She's terminally ill. And we're going to send her away with a family to a log cabin after the new year for a few days. So I've been down sorting out this morning. We sent some families to the Polar Express, and we also now we've helped a couple of families that it's not cancer related, but they've just needed support. Because my dream long term is, obviously it's a cancer charity, but if we've got £10,000 in the bank and the community have give it to us to help the community, if there's a little lad there who's got an illness or they need help, then you can't say sorry, you're not eligible for it. We want to support.
We
want to be, because all the community supporting us. So I think it's only very fair that eventually we're in a position, once the shop's open, the trust there, we can support the whole community. And the further field we go, I don't want to leave the northeast. It has to be northeast. But it's gone from Spennymoor to County Durham, now we're in the Teesside. We've got contacts now in Newcastle. So it is grown, and obviously you've got to sort of spread your wings a little bit, and the further afield we go, the more support we can get, and the more support we get, the more money, the more families we can help. And at the minute it's about 25 families. who we sort of linked in with.
It's gone really well.
Yeah, really good.
The thing is, as well, the more word you get out there, the more companies get to hear about it, and they decide that they do want help and give you that little bit of, I don't know, it can be a little bit of something or a donation. It doesn't have to be money.
Or
sometimes
time.
It's
a lot of time. Like memories as well. We're trying to create memories for people, aren't we, that haven't got a lot of time left.
Mm-hmm.
Give them, like you said, sending people on things to the Polar Express, sending them away on holidays. Just, they've got memories they have in there for them.
The families.
Of course they have. Because it's not all, like I say, it is about the cancer patient, but the family need that support as well, and they need something out of that as well.
They do.
The nurses look after the patients. All the care, the focus is on the patient.
Mm.
And this is why, this is my dream. Are we all right for time, Sam?
We're going to have a quick break, because we're going
I've started, man, because I rattle on.
I know, that's why I'd stop looking as well.
I'm not waving my hands, I've got so many fingers, but I can't wave my hands about.
We'll get around to that in a minute.
Oh,
what we'll do is we'll have a quick commercial break, and then we'll continue on, because luckily we've got Mark Solan and Alan, his wingman, in with us today, telling us all about the Solar Con and Forces Trust. So please stay with us a little longer. And